This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
We're getting into the breakfast masterclass this morning, and the thing is, we all love a person that smells good, and it's always so disheartening when you put on perfume, but you feel like it never lasts on your body or even on your clothes. Like, how do other people manage to smell so good for so long? So today we're giving you a masterclass on how you can make your perfume go the extra mile. Maybe next time you walk past someone, you know, they'll call you back and say, wow, you smell great, you know. And you can have us to thank, because especially if you're someone who loves getting compliments when you're wearing perfume. There are those people who just love getting compliments. And some perfumes are compliment getters. But they may not last long. We're talking this morning to former beauty editor and fragrance and beauty influencer Busi Manunga, who's joining us on the line. Good morning, Busi. How are you doing?
Morning. I'm great. How are you?
We're great. Thank you so much for joining us. I think, you know, us this morning looking at making our perfume last or not, maybe you can clarify this. Does the price of my perfume determine how long it will last on my body or clothes?
So definitely not. I think just having seen how the type of perfumes and basically your Arab East, Middle Eastern fragrances have boomed in the last few years, it is clear to see that you do not need more than 500 rand to look really good. I think the kind of big thing here is when you're looking at fragrance cost, you're looking at the ingredients. So if you're kind of working with a scent that is a niche or a designer fragrance, firstly, you're paying for the marketing, and then second, you're paying for the ingredients. So, for instance, saffron is a really expensive ingredient, which only your kind of master perfumers would work with. But by no means do you need to have a fragrance that's 10,000 rand to smell good.
And I mean, I hear with what you're saying, you're definitely confirming to us that, you know, some of these niche perfumes that tend to cost an arm and a leg, it doesn't necessarily mean that they will last longer. Then are there tricks that I can even use to make my scent last longer? Maybe let's talk about the tricks and trade of trying to make a scent to last longer.
So, yes, but I think this is a question that goes more to the kind of fundamentals of perfume making. So, for instance, if you really love a citrus scent, so you love your bergamot, you love your lemon, you love your orange in a scent, those are normally kind of top notes which dissipate really quickly on the skin, dissipate really quickly on fabric. So fundamentally, not as long with those scent notes. But what you can kind of do is, firstly, scent layer. So if you really are looking for like a really fresh citrusy feel, you can get into the shower, and as your second step, after washing away your own body odor, you can put on a shower gel, which has sort of like a citrus fragrance to it. From there, you can jump out of the shower, put on a beautiful scented body lotion, and then add a fragrance oil to it. And then as your final step, you would then move into your fragrance. So then it would be you applying your perfume to your skin, and then most importantly, at the end, just kind of popping off with, if you're a master, of course, a hair kind of fragrance spray, which you can still get from all kinds of designer houses. So really, if it, when it comes down to it, no with certain notes, but yes with certain notes as well. I mean, your woody notes are amazing on skin. They last longer, musks last longer on skin. And if you're really wanting your fragrance to go the extra mile, let's say you're going to a wedding or it's your birthday, you can also add Vaseline to your pulse points, which is basically your wrist, the inside of your elbow, back of the knees if it's date night. And you can spray your fragrance on there to make it last longer, because the petroleum oil kind of holds in the fragrance.
Okay, all right. I think those are tricks that we'll try to apply. But very importantly, on your TikTok page, you talk about the importance of layering perfumes. So if I want to layer, how do I know that certain scents go together? You just spoke now of woody notes lasting longer on the skin. But, you know, how do I know if I want something? Can I mix something that's woody with vanilla? Can I have something floral come through? You know, can I have something that is a bit icy? So, like, how? How do I know that these ones are not for layering. I'll create a bomb here, or, you know, I'll create something magical.
So this is completely personal preference on my side. And I think for everyone who loves fragrance, this is the part that's actually fun. So when you go out and you purchase your perfumes, obviously you have maybe a collection of five or six. I'm not saying go out and buy five or six fragrances today, but say you have a collection of five or six. You get to wake up every morning and try maybe your Dior with your Narciso Rodriguez. You get to try your Amouage, if you're into niche, with La Casa, for instance. So this is really something that is personal preference. But if you're someone who really wants to get into the nitty-gritties of fragrance, you can actually learn this. So, Percy, like I said, exploration is the most important thing. This is for you to try. Mm-hmm. I'm a person who loves marshmallow notes, for instance, and so I'll try like Killian Love Don't Be Shy, which has marshmallow as kind of the heart of the note, and then I'll also put together K.I.L.E.'s Yum Bougie Marshmallow, which is also a marshmallow forward fragrance. But then they also have these other notes that make the fragrances completely unique. So you can go for scents that are like and like, for instance, they have that like marshmallow note. Or you can actually start to learn what notes work together, basically online coursing yourself through fragrance scenting and actually trying them out, maybe in store. So the big one for me would be like an oriental fragrance, which is more your vanilla and spices. So maybe vanilla and cardamom or vanilla and saffron. Those work really well with woods, and those make amazing date night combinations. So your woody scent would be kind of your sandalwood, or even a like smoky incense, which would be your smoked wood scent. Those mix really well. I know one that I personally prefer is your kind of lavender and jasmine. So we know lavender is kind of like that, like steepy scent. But in fragrances, it is a scent note that leans a lot more masculine. So you'll find it in a lot of like your male scented fragrance or your male marketed fragrances, like your bomb. And then I just love to mix it with like a very feminine jasmine fragrance. For instance, your then. Goodness, I've forgotten the name of the fragrance.
But you know, Boosie, before we let you go quickly, I was just saying, before we let you go, we're out of time. For someone who's starting their perfume collection, you know, where would you advise them to start? If I don't know whether I like floral notes or I'm gourmand or woody, like what you've just been saying right now, oriental and the likes, like where would you advise someone to start, just very briefly?
So I would say start simple. Do you like fresh and keen, or do you like sweet or nut and gourmand, which is like fruity scents? And for that, if you say, oh, I like sweet and gourmand, I would lean towards my vanillas and then start to try a lot of vanilla fragrances. And when you do that, go into the fragrance notes of those scents and see what else you might be interested in particular fragrances. Like I said, every vanilla scent is not made the same. If you like your kind of fresher scents, maybe you can look into your more citrus fragrances or your more sea-noted fragrances and see what you like there. It is really trial and error. And I think just like eating food, it's something that you can enjoy. Mm-hmm. I think going to stores, especially Edgar's, Truworths, Woolworths, your department stores, Arc Store, and really try for yourself.
Boosie, I think you gave us a great place to start. Thank you for coming and just sharing your wealth of knowledge. We really appreciate your time. That's former beauty editor, fragrance and beauty influencer, Boosie Manunga.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.